And one thing I always tell them is that there is no place I've not read, even though I became very interested in the history of recent. I've not seen a place where something is so much manufactured and produced and say, okay, young people, come and take over. It's your entitlement. Life has to torture you to an extent that you know that you start doing something and not just complaining, you know? So looking at that, I discovered that major problem when it comes to the young people, first, I think it's about, they don't have this good role model. People that can redefine success for them, redefine success, achievement, you know, for them, you know, that will pull their mindset away from making too much money. That once you make money, you become successful. That the end, you know, justifies whatever. Nobody thinks, as long as you just go out there and make the money, that you become someone. We need role models, and I'm sure that all of us are doing something about that. Because then again, our education system also will need to be revised, revitalized and revised seriously to start bringing in character in everything that we do. Character in all professions, in all career, whether you're a medical doctor, whether you're a mechanic or engineer or plumber or anything you do. Because it's lack of character that you find a professor who would be bold enough to go and rig an election with no respect to the academic qualification as a professor, as a PhD. Lack of character. Acquiring skills is not a problem. What the problem is, what are you using that skills for? What value are you adding to humanity with that skills? And what will make you successful is the value you've added to humanity. Is the value. So how can we start teaching these young people? Don't wait. First, don't wait for any country to be made with blue and silver and gold and hand over to you and say, okay, young people, come. Now I have built a future for you. If my father or my fathers or my ancestors were not able to build a future that I like, why wouldn't I do something to at least build a future that my children will inherit and it becomes a legacy? Building a future is not for me to just do a very beautiful country and hand over to them. It's for me to show them the path to follow, the path of life. And once they see us, their fathers, doing the right thing, following the path, doing what we can do, and I see the results coming out, they automatically learn from that path. It becomes a model for them that this is how life should be. If my child will go and do all of this thing and come back and tell me that they have made so much money, see the money I made, and I don't ask him, how do you make that money? And if that process isn't clear to me, and I don't question him seriously, and probably tell him to even return it, that I'm not going to accept that, so that he starts seeing success from a different perspective, then we are not doing anything for them. So for example, there's a program we initiate today from the UN Nigeria called the White Wednesday. And the White Wednesday is about celebrating the value of white in our national flag, which is the peace and unity. And what it means is that start showing love to anyone you see on the street. You wear your white, start showing love. People ask you, what is White Wednesday? Tell them that I don't care who you are, I don't care your religion, I don't care your tribe, I don't care. What I care about is that I want you to be happy because of me. So anything I can do for you as a Nigerian, that is the Nigeria we are looking out for. And today I was just moving. I left my house today. And what I was doing, because today being the public holiday or whatever it is, public holiday. Oh, sorry, I didn't wish my brother a happy Salah. Sorry, forgive me, bad manners. So because of that, the road was scanty, no much vehicles, but I saw many people on the road, probably who wanted to go on one way or somewhere, their businesses or something like that. So I was picking them. I would just give them ride, and if someone would be asking me how much I did, I wouldn't say anything. But what I would say, before I drop them where they're going, I was thinking about New Nigeria, White Wednesday is about love, and most of them were just in love. And they saw the whites I put on my car. And they were wondering, I was telling them, you don't know, you want to know what that white means? Yes, this is what it means. So I think this is what we are doing. So I'm not going to take money. It's my own way of expression. And most of them started collecting my numbers. Even if it's one person that I was able to convince today, being the White Wednesday celebration to show love, the unity, the peace in our flag, I have done something. That is the action I think that I should, that's the least for God has given me a car and given me money to buy fuel, then I can help others and also extend that model of path of life for our new country. So, and I also tell them, this is the way to do it. Don't wait for anybody to build anything and hand over to you. So if a young person is going to Yahoo, doing some manner of thing because they want to make quick money, yes, it is not a good thing. To an extent, somehow, I don't still blame them because they don't have elders, the senior ones that will help them to put them in the right path of life for a new nation, for the new Nigeria that we are looking out for. You know, and again, these are the kind of things, if any of us, if we have the opportunity of getting into education system or leadership, let's look back to this kind of education that we are doing. I don't think it has nothing about African value or context that is in it. It's all about the Western context. I don't even blame the white. I don't have a problem with anybody. The only thing I know is that I have to be proud of my own and try to make the world seek and enjoy the value I could earn. We don't have identity at all. So this is just a little I just want to do, just to make it known that let's not tell the young people, make them have this kind of confidence that something will happen and will hand over gold and silver of the country. If our fathers didn't do it, we can do it in our generation. And nobody will die until we change this country. That is what I tell everyone. Thank you, sirs, and thank you, ma'am.